This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just about a week and a half away from the archery deer season opener, and dove hunters are still finding limited success. Some guys, in fact, finding very good success. And the squirrel hunt, it's also going strong. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, the first of the Illinois deer seasons open soon when archeries takes to the forest and woodlots on October 1st. Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer, and the season opens October 1st and continues through January 15th. As always, the season temporarily closes during both segments of the firearm deer season. This year, that will be November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th. Archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. And if you've not yet got your permits, resident combination archery deer permits, resident antlerless only archery deer permits, and resident archery fall turkey hunting permits are now available through over-the-counter sales from all DNR licensed vendors. In addition, the remaining non-resident 2011 Illinois Combination Archery Deer Permits, non-resident archery permits, and non-resident archery fall permits are also available over-the-counter from DNR licensed sales. And if you enjoy hunting at the special waterfowl hunting areas, resident hunters may now apply online through September 27th for the Illinois 2011 Public Duck and Goose Hunting Area Permit Program. This third lottery deadline is for anyone to apply for their first or second permit. All initial applications must be made online at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Youth hunters have until October 1st to apply for a number of upcoming IDNR youth waterfowl hunts. The application form with hunt details can also be found on the DNR website. And on-site hunting permits are also available online this year. Hunters may now obtain their free site hunting permits, which are windshield cards to hunt upland forest game and waterfowl at various DNR sites online from the DNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Simply navigate to hunting and trapping and then to public hunting areas to print these permits. Hunters are encouraged to view the link to hunter fact sheets also available for the sites and watch the IDNR homepage link for new sites being added to this online service. For more information, hunters should contact the site where they intend to hunt. And if you're a pheasant hunter and enjoyed the controlled pheasant hunting program, pheasant permits are still available. Hunters can still apply for the Illinois controlled pheasant hunting permits. These permits are available for use at 19 DNR sites, 15 which are operated by the DNR, while 4 sites are managed by concessionaire T. Miller Incorporated. For application information, check the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you enjoy hiking or family outings, Pierre Marquette and Park Interpreters will host a short hike to listen for owls on October 7th at 8 p.m. The hike is about a mile and a half with a portion uphill. Following the hike, participants are invited to stay for a hot dog and marshmallow roast. Okay, that pretty well wraps this segment up. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
WSMI, the station you can count on for public affairs programming. Here around Montgomery County with Tobin Ott and around Macoupin County with Rick Davis, alternating weekends on WSMI. Here around Montgomery and Macoupin County at 12:35 every Saturday afternoon and at 12:05 every Sunday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. The stations you can count on for public affairs programming.
Okay, we're back, and we have some good news at each of Illinois' three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Angling action is picking up. We're seeing some terrific fall fishing action right now, and fall has not even arrived. At Lake Shelbyville, currently the lake has finally reached summer pool. It has been high all spring and summer, in fact, up to 8.5 feet higher than it currently is. Surface water temperatures are in the upper 70s. The lake is still quite clear, and it continues to cool right now. The white bass are starting to follow the shad back into the coves, fed by the small creeks and on the north end's huge flats. Right now, they're being caught in very shallow water. Wind is the key, so waiting until about midday is, and maybe even later is the trick. The southwest winds build each day, and this lets the white bass push the bait right up against the shoreline, and that's where you're finding them. Once the surface temperatures hit about 70, the white bass will go crazy and start feeding heavily. Crappie fishing still good for the most part. It's been an unusual thing this year. Great crappie fishing at all three lakes, and it's been that way all summer. The summer pattern on the lake is a run-and-gun sort of situation where you fish as many down trees as you can cover. Try fishing these trees with a slip bobber and a big minnow on a plain number four hook. You can also find some pretty good bass fishing. It's spreading out much later in the morning now. It has been a morning and evening affair, and now it's you can catch fish pretty much all day. And the catfish bite, it too has been good. So plenty of good action to be found at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, more good fishing reported. Catfish are rated very good. Perhaps the best catch on the lake. They're being caught on night crawlers, cheese baits, leeches, all types of commercial baits as well. Trot lines are being baited with leeches and cut bait and finding big success. And the drift fishermen are finding their best success with shrimp. The crappie action, good. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks, and the white bass fishermen who are fishing these rocks are catching good numbers of crappie as well. And as we said, the white bass are on the rocks, and they're rated very good. They're catching these along the wind-blown shorelines with inline spinners and jigs. And they're still out on the lake, though, and you can catch them early in the morning or late in the evening using slab spoons or crankbaits. In the tailwater, action is tapered off for the white bass. It's rated only fair right now, but they're seeing some being caught on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. Here, though, the catfish bite is also very good, with the catfish and flatheads producing some very good action right now. Cut shad, night crawlers are perking very well as commercial baits. And the crappie bite, rated only fair right now. Not a lot of size to these fish. They are catching fairly good numbers, but mostly small ones on tube jigs and minnows. And the sauger bite has slowed down. They're still catching these fishing vertically with curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler, but the flow from the dam has slowed down, and that's slowed down the action quite a bit. Some anglers are also throwing crankbaits and finding very good success. We're not seeing a lot of really nice sauger right now, but they're still seeing some good numbers of sauger. And at Rend, the crappie bite is good. It's been good since spring, all through summer, and now it's still good. The fish are being caught in the stake beds and brush piles in about 2 to 16 feet of water. They're also being caught under the sailboat harbor and Gun Creek bridges along Run 154, and they're being taken on minnows and jigs about equally well. They're starting to transition into their fall pattern, and I think we'll see more of this as the waters cool. The catfish bite is good, catching a lot of these fish from the shoreline at Waltonville Dam, Bonnie Dam, and the Ina Boat Ramp. A lot of fish are also being caught by anglers in boats drifting, dragging their baits along the bottom. Cut shad seems to be the best bait for these boat anglers, while all types of live and commercial baits are working for the shoreline anglers. And the bass bite's still going well. In fact, the bridge bite is still producing for those committed to fishing these for extended periods. Shaky head plastics and small jigs are getting the most bites, and the shad are really schooling up in the mouths of the creeks and bays, getting ready to move into the shallower fall patterns. And of course, the bass will follow. Lipless crankbaits and spinnerbaits will again be the big players along these secondary points. And if you're a bluegill fisherman, these fish can be caught in the back of necks in the shallow water. Red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms all working well. So as you can see, we've got lots of great fishing out there, and plenty more to come. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.